Welcome to On The Mic Podcast. This is your host, Tim Drake. On today's episode, I talk with comedian Kurt Brownoler. Kurt Brownoler has become one of my absolute favorite comedians. You've seen him on some shows on Comedy Central, such as At Midnight. You've also heard him do voices on Bob's Burgers. Kurt is a comic that you're not going to want to miss. He did an hour special a couple years ago called How Do I Land, and most recently had his half-hour special on Comedy Central. And it was a pleasure to sit down with Kurt and kind of find out some of his new projects that he has going on. He recently had a pilot picked up by Comedy Central that we talk a little bit about, as well as his web series that he'd been building called Roustabout. For those of you that aren't familiar with that, Kurt had started an Indiegogo campaign that is still active, that you guys can still go donate to. They only have 14 days left, so you're going to want to hurry and donate to this. But Kurt jet skied down the Mississippi River from Chicago to New Orleans to help raise money to send goats and chickens to a village in Africa. You know, at first when I heard about this, I didn't think it was real. And then sure enough, it was. So it was kind of cool to talk to Kurt and find out about, you know, kind of how that idea came about and how the campaign's been doing, as well as find out a little bit about, you know, what the footage has become for Roustabout and where we can see that. Also talked to him a little bit about doing Getting Doug with High, which is Doug Benson's podcast. If you've not watched or listened to Doug's podcast, it is hilarious as well. But yeah, we talked with Kurt about Getting Doug with High and what that experience was like. And just, you know, kind of building up to his new Comedy Central specials doing voices on Bob's Burgers. So all sorts of great stuff with Kurt. I highly advise you check out his comedy. As for me, this week is going to be an incredibly busy week. Tomorrow, I will be on KU Radio, I believe at noon. So if you're in the Salt Lake area or you can listen online, check out KU Radio. I will be on as well as my producing partner, Austin Grant. We'll be talking about some of the new films that we are working on right now, kind of the future of the job interview. And yeah, just a bunch of stuff that we have going on. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you can find me at Salt Lake Comic Con. I'm on a handful of panels. On Thursday, I am on the Breaking Bad panel. It's going to be a lot of fun, kind of talking about you know, how everything within the series, as well as what we can expect from the upcoming Better Call Saul. Friday, I will be on a panel about the Muppets. I cannot tell you how excited I am to be on a panel about the Muppets. And as well as wrapping out Friday night on a panel about the show Community. Kind of talking about, you know, where it is now, kind of what's going on with Greendale, and what we can expect from the new series picked up by Yahoo Screen. And then Saturday, I will be on the Marvel Movies panel. This is phase 3 of this panel. It's been a really popular panel that always packs the room, so I'm really excited to be on it. I'm a little nervous about being on it because Stan Lee is in town, and I know he's kind of notorious for popping in. And you know, I don't want to look like a jackass and have Stan Lee pop in on me. So hopefully everything, you know, will go well and I won't make a fool out of myself. I'm really excited to, you know, be a part of this. You know, Comic-Con's treated me really well with all of this. You know, so they've also had me blogging for them for the last couple of months. It's been awesome. It's been a great experience, and I can't wait for, you know, everything to really start this weekend. And then Saturday I'll also be covering the Oddball Comedy Festival. You know, kind of checking out what's going on there, taking some interviews, hopefully, and we'll see what comes out of it. I'm really excited to check it out. I've never had a chance to see Louis C.K. perform live, so I mean, I'm really excited about that. So thank you guys so much for all the support. Hope to see you guys at Salt Lake Comic Con. Tune in again tomorrow to KU Radio, where you'll hear us talking for a little bit. I think we're going to be on for like half an hour, so you know, it should be a good time on there. And definitely make sure you go check out Kurt Brownoler. You can find him on Comedy Central, all over the place. Look him up on Twitter as well, at Kurt Brownoler. You're not going to want to miss out on his comedy. Like I said, he's one of my absolute favorite comics, and it was a complete pleasure to talk to him. So make sure you guys check out everything at Comic-Con this week. Hit me up on Twitter. And, yeah, enjoy this episode of On The Mic Podcast with Kurt Brownoler. How's everything going for you today?
Good, man. You?
So far not bad. Are you out in Los Angeles right now?
Yeah.
Perfect. So I'm thrilled to finally get to talk with you here. So I've been following you for a little while now. I first kind of discovered you when you did the How Do I Land Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been awesome to kind of see, you know, where your career is now from when I kind of first saw you then. I feel like I see you everywhere now.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I hope that continues.
So from looking over, you know, some of your upcoming projects, it seems like that's definitely going to continue here. I saw that you just your Comedy Central show was picked up.
As a pilot, so we're gonna shoot a pilot, and then we'll see if it goes to series.
Okay. So and from what I understand, it's a late night show where you just kind of cover weird, wacky news. Is that right?
It's gonna be kind of like Daily Show of the Absurd.
Awesome. How did you come up with that idea?
It was actually while we were on Rouseabout, and we were while I was jet skiing from Chicago to New Orleans, and we were just sitting in, you know, we had one day off in the middle and just recuperating. I was talking with my writing partner Scotty Landis, and we just wanted something that was easily repeatable, because we had done a show called Night of the Living in New York for years, which was like kind of a very prototypical late night talk show. And we were trying to figure out a way, like, how could this kind of like talk show be more specific to what I do? And Scotty was like, what about weird news? And then I was like, what about calling it Getting Strange? And then it kind of just flew from there.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I think it'll be a great show. I mean, everything you've churned out, everything Comedy Central churns out, you know, is fantastic. And with both of you guys teaming up, I can't imagine, you know, this, you know, going to pilot wouldn't be something that would eventually get picked up.
Fingers crossed. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned a Rouseabout, and I know that's something that's going to be coming up on Comedy Central here. And I thought that was one of the craziest, funniest ideas that I had ever seen, with you jet skiing. It was from Chicago to New Orleans to be able to raise money for goats and chickens.
To send goats and chickens to families in need in Africa.
So where did this come from? I think I first heard about it when you were on At Midnight, and I thought, wait, is he joking? Is this something he's really going to do? And then you actually did it.
Yep, I actually did it. It was an idea. I had an idea to jet ski across the country for a while, and turns out that's not possible. That's an impossible thing. And but then we continued to talk about it, because originally I had sold a web series at Comedy Central that was supposed to be an interview show. I think that's what I picked, like strange interviews. And we just kind of kept, you know, thinking about it. And then I wanted to jet ski across country, but then we couldn't do that. But we figured out like we could do it down the Mississippi. And then Scotty's idea was like, why don't we do it to get money for a charity? And it was like kind of together perfectly. Because, you know, the whole idea behind a lot of the stuff I've been doing is like how to make the world a better place, and like, you know, by inserting stupidity or absurdity into the world. And we're like, well, what's a way that we can actually really concretely make the world a better place in the dumbest way possible?
So I like that perspective. I mean, it keeps a positive vibe on it, instead of those people, you know, that, I mean, like with the ice bucket challenge that's been going on, where half the people didn't even know what they were doing it for. They were doing it because they wanted a new video on YouTube. So,
right, exactly.
And so to be able to have fun with it, you know, with a positive spin, and to be able to raise money for a great cause, you know, it's an incredible feat to be able to actually accomplish. And now,
we're still actually running the campaign. Like we haven't raised our goal of $50,000 yet, so that's still up there. People can still go donate. It's on Indiegogo. If you just Google Jet Ski for Goats, it'll come up.
So I'm perfect. That's actually what I was just about to ask, if that was still going. I know when I heard you on Getting Dug with High, you had mentioned that was still going, but I know that was a few weeks ago, so I didn't know if it was still. But I'm glad to hear that people can still donate.
Yeah.
So what is that like doing Doug's show? I mean, I've watched a few of them, I've listened to a bunch of them, and it seems like it has to be like the greatest high school party that I was never invited to.
You know, it's kind of funny. I don't really smoke weed. I used to when I was like in college, high school and college. I smoked a lot of weed, and then just kind of faded off for me after that. And so I hadn't smoked, honestly, I couldn't remember since when. And so I was a little nervous that I would like just get paranoid, because that's what usually happens with me, and I didn't at all. I like woke up the next day just being like, that was really, really fun. Like, I just genuinely really enjoyed myself. But I was also high for the entire rest of the day. Like, I couldn't do anything. The rest of the day, all I did was like just like look at. Later that day, I was in the living room and my fiance was in the bedroom, and then she just heard me go, "Hello? Yes?" Because I was just sitting by myself in the living room, and I thought I heard my friend Jane somehow calling for me from, like, five stories up, and somehow locked in our, like, back, like, utility area of the apartment we live in. And I just thought, like, oh, Jane must be locked back there because I hear her calling my name. I'm just talking to no one for the rest of the afternoon.
That's how you know it really was a good time.
Yeah, exactly. That's some good weed.
So I had watched your episode, I saw his episode with the guys from Workaholics, and he mentions how one of the best movies to get high and watch is Apocalypse Now. And I was like, huh, I'd never thought about that. And I went to a class while I'm finishing up film school right now. I went into a class and they just so happened to start up Apocalypse Now. And about 10 minutes in, I was like, shit, I wish I was high right now. This would be great high.
Oh, yeah. We actually, we were thinking a lot about Apocalypse Now when we were making Roustabout, only because, you know, it's like, you know, again, both our stories about this, you know, epic journey down a river to this final crazy destination. And we actually started to, we vetted it like a little piece of Roustabout, which is mimics the first, like, 10 minutes of Apocalypse Now, where Martin Sheen is in the he's like hanging out on the bed with the ceiling fan going, and then smashes the mirror and everything. We have kind of an homage to that in Roustabout, which is funny.
Now, when does Roustabout start showing on Comedy Central?
Well, it originally had been a web series, and we had cut it into a web series, and now when we're looking at it, everyone kind of is like, I think this is a movie. So we're actually delaying the release of it because we're going to recut it into a movie.
Oh, nice.
And it might actually, so it might air on Comedy Central, or it might just be a VOD, and we might even bring it to Film Fest.
Yeah, well, you've got to bring it out to, like, Sundance or Slam Dance. I mean, that's where we're at right now. We're actually out in Salt Lake. So, I mean, you've got to bring it out here.
Yeah, I mean, that would be ideal for me.
So I think it would fit in perfect. I know, and plus, you know, there's a great stand-up atmosphere a lot of the times at Sundance and Slam Dance. I know Pete Holmes has been out here and done a live You Made It Weird. Scott Aukerman was out here a couple years ago as well doing a live comedy Bang Bang. So, I mean, it would be great to have you bring that out here and then, you know, even do some shows.
Yeah, it'd be really fun.
So have you performed in Salt Lake before?
Yes, I have. I performed maybe 2 years ago. In Salt Lake.
So was it at a Wise Guys?
Yeah, Wise Guys.
So it's a great club. I don't know how I missed you.
Yeah, it's really fun. Yeah, I was like, I think 2 years ago. I was on my way while I was driving out to L.A.
So now you were also just on Drunk History on the Hawaii episode. So you and then another one of my favorite comics as well, Jonah Ray, were both on that episode.
Oh, yeah, it was a really fun episode.
So what is it like putting together those episodes? So I actually want to pitch to them doing a Salt Lake episode because I don't know what would be funnier than having, you know, former Mormons talk about Mormon history while completely hammered.
Oh yeah, no, that's gotta happen.
Yeah,
it was really totally fascinating to do. I think I was really nervous about being too drunk, and then when I watched it, I was like, I could have been drunker.
See, that's where they need to start mixing the show a little bit with Doug and have him bring in some of his oils or something to mix in with everything.
Yeah, right.
So
that'd be great.
Now I know you still, you know, you have your weekly show Hot Tub in LA that you still do, as well as your podcast The Kale on Nerdist.
Yeah.
So what other projects do you have coming up here, you know, that everybody can check out? I'm sure there's got to be more At Midnight appearances.
Yeah, I think I'll be doing At Midnight later this month, later in the fall. And really, right now, I'm just working on, shooting the pilot for Getting Strange.
Okay. So, and also, you just barely had your half-hour special on Comedy Central that aired last month.
Yes, that is correct.
So now, is there going to be the live album that's going to accompany that?
No, that would only be for an hour. So right now that half hour is available on VOD on iTunes and on the Comedy Central app as well.
Okay, so are you building up then right now towards another hour special?
Yes, that's what I'm working on right now, amongst all the other things.
It's good to be busy though. So I mean, I know when I'm not constantly busy, that I start pacing around my place, you know, like a rat in a cage. I don't know what to do.
I just get depressed if I'm not making things.
Yeah, we have a Comic-Con coming up in Salt Lake this weekend. And with some of the panels that I'm on, I had to quickly rewatch a bunch of Breaking Bad. And even though it's like I love the show, just sitting down and just watching, I became so fidgety because I wasn't actually doing something else, but I knew I kind of had to pay attention to refresh everything.
Oh yeah.
So now how much longer does Roustabout have for people to be able to go donate to that?
We have about 14 more days right now.
Okay, and when they donate, I know a lot of Indiegogos have some of the perks and stuff that go with it. What perks are you guys offering on that?
Well, we got the classic one T-shirt, which is our T-shirt that says 500 goats plus 1,000 chickens equals jet ski. and then we also have for I think a little less, you can get a pair of underwear signed by one of the characters on the show, Lil Minnow, who's also Marilyn Mudflap on Twitter. You can also get a half-hour Google Hangout with me dressed as a chicken for $500, and you can get a jumping shout-out on a jet ski, I think, for $125.
So that is awesome. I definitely need to go and donate, especially if there's 14 days left. I don't have an excuse not to.
Yeah, get into it.
So now one last thing before we let you go. I don't think it had ever really clicked with me at all, but that you do a few different voices on Bob's Burgers.
Yeah, I'm actually going tomorrow to record another voice.
Awesome. Is this a whole new character, or is it one of the other characters that you had already done?
A whole new character. Yeah, he works at a movie theater, kind of a little nerdy film guy. But yeah, my recurring character is Logan, who is Kristen Schaal's character's nemesis. He steals her ears in his first episode, and then he kind of comes back to kind of battle her throughout the last season.
So yeah, I honestly had not started watching Bob's Burgers until this last season. When the radio station that I do a lot of work with in the mornings, they would always play drops, and I was just like, holy shit, this show is hilarious. I have to start watching it. My wife and I became hooked immediately. So I was thrilled to see that you were... Yeah, especially, and it just won an Emmy as well. So, I mean, it's definitely, you know, making its rounds and doing well.
Yeah, they were so excited. I went to a table read, and it was like first table read after they'd won the Emmy, and everyone was thrilled, and everybody's eating waffles. That's what happens when you win an Emmy. Everybody gets to eat waffles. And that was what was actually happening.
I'll keep that in mind in case I ever get to find that fate. I'll make sure I have a waffle breakfast the next day.
Yeah.
So, well, Kurt, I'm thrilled that we were able to get you, get you on today. I know your schedule's incredibly busy. So it was a pleasure talking to you and getting to know a little bit more about all these projects that you have going on.
You too, man. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, no problem. You have a great one. We'll see you, Kurt.
All right.